Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. I'm Ron Cook, talking sports with you. Starkey has the day off today. Let's talk a little baseball, and I want to get your opinion on this and the number to join the conversation. You know it, but I'll give it to you anyhow. 412-928-9370. Yasiel Puig is out there as a free agent. Jason Mackey did a nice analyst piece in the Post-Gazette. It's online now at postgazette.com about the pros and cons of the Pirates signing Puig. Certainly he's a colorful character, maybe a little bit too colorful. He has a little bit of baggage with him. As Mackey writes, he's a player who has rankled fans and teammates by showing up late for work, dogging it, lacking accountability, driving recklessly, and coming off as a uncoachable player. Well, that's a real endorsement for bringing him in, but he also has some talent. And he, first of all, he has a little bit of a history with the Pirates, too, and it's not good history at all. You might remember he was involved in a big, wanted to fight the whole Pirates team in April of 2019, and then a couple months later went after Kyle Crick. This is a guy with baggage, but he can hit the ball a long way. Would he be an improvement in right field or over Gregory Polanco? Maybe, at least at the plate. I don't know if he'd be over defensively over him. You'd like to think that maybe Puig would come fairly cheap, and you know that's always important to the Pirates. He wanted a pretty big deal in the offseason. In fact, he turned down a $10 million deal from the Miami Marlins. Well, I don't think he's going to get that money now. He's certainly not going to get it from the Pirates. But would he add to the lineup a little bit and might make them, might make the Pirates even a little better offensive team with him in it. But I don't know. Mackey's conclusion at the end is that he isn't worth the risk at his salary. It would be a lot of fun, Mackey's conclusion, but there's simply not enough here to justify the expense, especially when it comes to a team like the Pirates. And then he goes on to write, unless, of course, Puig actually wants to play here, then all bets are off. You know, I'd be interested in listening to talking to him and see what kind of money he wants, where his head is at this point. Would he be better than Polanco in right field? Not at the plate, not in the field, according to Mackey. Apparently, Puig had the lowest fielding percentage among all major league right fielders in 2018 at .958. He can hit. He can hit the ball a long way too. And again, if you bring him in and he plays great, you can trade him at the trade deadline. There's going to be a trade deadline here on August 31st. And if he plays well for you in the month that he's here, and your team, the Pirates, aren't in contention, you might be able to move them for some young prospects. And if he stinks at this point, well, that's a tough call because the Pirates just laid off, 25 people on the business side yesterday, as a matter of fact. You know, COVID-related, of course. Everything is COVID-related. The Pirates laying off 25 people, mostly in sales and marketing, from what I understand, but it still hurts. Still hurts those people to lose their jobs, and it hurts to even talk about it. But Puig is out there. If you're a Pirates fan, would you be interested? 412-928-9370. I'd love to hear from you on that. Certainly, anytime you can enhance your lineup, I think you have to consider it, depending on what the price is, of course, and how Puig you think would fit in here. Maybe with a young team, he would not be the type of guy you would want around. Maybe his baggage would scare you off. 412-928-9370 is the number to reach me. We're talking about baseball coming back. Still much work to be done before they actually play the first game on July 24th, I believe, is the date. Training camps due to start a week from yesterday, July 1st. Everybody is supposed to be in camp. The Pirates, we had on Derek Shelton on his weekly show with us every Wednesday at noon, and he said he's expecting all his guys to show up. He said guys could, you know, there could be a last-minute scratch for COVID-19, but he doesn't expect his guys to not show up. He expects to have a full roster here when camp opens next Wednesday, and then they have about a three-week period before they play the first games on July 24th, a 60-game schedule. Against division opponents, 40 games will be against division opponents, 20 games will be across division. So the Pirates in the National League Central would play 20 games against the American League Central teams. They're going to get started. Would you want to sign Puig? That's topics out there. I wanted to give you a quote I read, too, from Dusty Baker, which I thought interesting. We were talking earlier about these older coaches in the league who are worried about coming in and coaching the NHL. Well, Dusty Baker, I got to figure out, see how old he is. I don't have it on the top of my head, but he's in the danger zone. He's also had some health issues. He told the Houston Chronicle, quote, "Our family is a family that believes in prayer. We believe that I got a guardian angel and the Lord will take care of me, and that he wouldn't have put me in this situation to take me out of here." So Baker is planning on going to Houston, where COVID is way up, to coach the Astros, to manage the Astros this year. And I think that was Jacques Martin's thing also with the Penguins, basically saying, when it's my time, it's my time. Until then, I'll be just fine. That topic's out there. Puig is out there. Joe, you said we have a caller? Let's go to Caleb. He's up. Hey, Caleb, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm okay, man. What do you got for me?
Well, you know, I watched Puig as he came in. You know, he had some good pop when coming into the league. He was really good. You know, he saw some decline as of lately. He is fiery. As a team with, the Pirates, you probably don't want to bring him in just because of his off-the-field issues and his attitude. I feel like with a young team, that's not a good environment to have around them due to the fact that they're trying to build something. They're trying to build something for the long term. If you were to bring in someone like that, probably would be more along the lines of negative towards all the younger guys coming in.
Caleb, I agree with you totally. He's a fascinating talent who never really has lived up to his talent, though. And maybe that's a mental thing with him, and maybe that is a product of his temper, of his attitude. I don't think the Pirates would be interested. I just threw it out there because he is a talent, and he might make them a little better team in a shortened season. You know, you might get him at a much better rate, a bargain rate. And, again, if he's good and you're not in contention, you can trade him. So I would tend to agree with you, Caleb. All right, jump on Caleb's line, 412-928-9370. One other baseball note I wanted to mention. This one comes from the San Francisco Giants. I see they're going to have fans, season ticket holders, send in pictures of themselves, cut out pictures that they're going to put in the seats where the season ticket holders normally would sit. They're in weather-resistant pictures that will go in the seats. My understanding is this is free for season ticket holders and for the price of $99. Okay, what a bargain we're talking about. $99. Non-season ticket holders can send in their pictures, and they can be included in the seats as the Giants try to, you know, make it look a little more normal in these abnormal times. And I think they are really abnormal times. There's no question about that. By having cut out pictures in the seats around home plate and in the stands. Would you like to see the Pirates do that? $99. Would you pay $99 to have your picture in a cutout, in a weatherproof case sitting in a seat where they can see you on TV? 412-928-9370. We got a colony update coming. Ray Fittipaldo coming up at the top of the hour to talk Steelers and NFL right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.